Here's your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. Liverpool's Astor Theatre has a new executive director. Velta McManus took over the job on October 1st, part of a new management team at the historic theatre.
As a practicing artist myself, I know the significance and the importance of the Astor. I mean, it carries a tremendous history in the community, and having had a show here myself, and then having the pleasure of stepping onto the board earlier this year, it just seemed like my skill sets from healthcare administration and operations experience really lends itself to what the Astor needs in this moment. And so I was happy to step up and just say, I'm willing to give it a go.
Lori Smythe, who had been the Astor's box office manager, will take on a new role as theater manager. Joe Linden will look after the theater's technical needs, including light and sound for shows. McManus moved to Liverpool with her husband in 2021 and has been actively involved in the community since. She's a volunteer and former board member at QCCR and a volunteer at Queen's Manor. Before she took the job as the Astor's executive director, she was a member of the Astor Theatre Society board. She's also an artist herself, mounting an exhibition of her work at the theatre in May 2024.
Right now we have a great synergy between the board and the staff here at the Astor, and we're really hoping to capitalize on that momentum as we move forward so that we can just continue building and moving the Astor forward into the next decades.
Katie Hopkins had been the theater's manager of operations for many years until she resigned in September. In a news release announcing the appointment of McManus, the Astor's chairman Eric Goulden thanked Hopkins for her dedication and support for the Astor. McManus said she wants to continue the entertainment mix that the Astor has been offering, from popular tribute band shows to movies to live theater. And she wants to continue welcoming community groups that use the Astor space and expand on some of the things happening there now. She said she wants to explore bringing a live stream of some performances from New York's Metropolitan Opera. And she'd like to give new artists more opportunities to exhibit at the Astor.
I really do feel like I have put my best foot forward in the community. Like, I've ever since I arrived here, I'm really committed to being a resource and a support within our community. So the relationships that I've already established throughout the community, I hope will help and support all that's going on within the theater, and just, you know, again, further enhance that momentum that we seem to have going right now.
The Astor is close to launching its new website, and it's been working with the Region of Queens, which owns the building, to improve accessibility. In April, the theater secured a five-year, $500,000 funding commitment from the J&W Murphy Foundation to help beef up its programs and promotion. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more Queens County news, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.